sha-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Woo! Just sing in the spirit for a minute. Just sha-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Just let your heart resonate with heaven's song. You are in me, Papa, Holy Spirit. You sing your song. Yay! Woo! Yeah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Yay! Yay. Let's just take a minute. If you are getting a little word or something, a prophetic word or just a prayer or a miracle you want to release, you know, this may be online church, but we can experience all the heights and depths together anyways. You know, we are not far apart. Whoa. We're not just trying to create some sort of one-man show or ministry platform, but to fellowship together in the Holy Ghost. Woo! Yo. Randa, 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 randa. Last week we got hijacked and we never got to the preach. If you haven't watched last week's, you need to go find it at some point. It's my favorite one we did until now. But one of the fun things we were doing last week is just prophesying and just letting it go. So, let's just take a minute and do that, or however long. I will just release a word. That I've been feeling the last several days, and I've released it in a few places. But I really believe that there are windfalls of cash being released to the body of Christ right now. It's like a time of radical, I don't know, just downloads of money. I know it's, that's the classic thing that preachers say, but there's something on it right now. I just keep hearing it in the spirit, so I'm just releasing it to you guys. Just surprising, just checks, refunds, just whatever. I don't know what it is. You guys know the Bethel prayer, you know, checks in the mail, finding money, jobs and better jobs, all that stuff. I just thank you, Lord, right now. Lord, for extra zeros on the end of our bank accounts. For money in our pockets. For looking in our wallets, our pockets, looking in old jackets and finding money. $100 bills on the ground. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Ha, ha. Woo! Yeah. I've just been getting that, so I just released that to you guys. Anybody else got a little word you want to release as we start tonight? Be free.
I just got a testimony about money miracles. We went to a little bazaar festival the other weekend, or last weekend. And my sons all had their money saved up, you know, and they're like, oh, we're going to buy the little tickets and we're going to do everything ourselves. So they stayed in line. They redeemed their own money. They got their own participation tickets. They got their prizes for their little carnival games and festival games. They loved it. And then I'm like, well, after this, we're going to go shopping. So hopefully you got all your energy out so we can do a normal day's shopping for the week. You know what I mean? Like three boys. So as we're at the grocery store, my son Asher is digging through his pockets and he takes his coins out and he's just still rubbing them. He's like, oh, I still got some left, you know, and he's excited about it. But he had some bills in his pocket. Well, the bills fell out of his pocket at Aldi while we were there. And so we're walking around, we're in the checkout line, and a random guy comes up and he goes, is this any of your guys' money? And my son Asher and my other sons are like, no, I still got it. And then all of a sudden he's like, wait a minute, I think that is. Well, the guy had a $1 bill showing. He goes, well, do you know how much is here? And literally a $5 bill was behind the $1 bill. And what my son thought was $2 turned into $6. And the guy brought it back to what he lost was redeemed and returned in kind. It multiplied for him. And I looked at the dude and I'm like, wow, thank you. And I said to Asher on our way out, you just met an angel. Like that was a messenger from heaven bringing you what you lost. That value that you didn't know that you had, that you didn't even know, the abundance. Sometimes I feel like abundance just like falls out of our pockets and we don't know we're missing it until someone says, hey, you're blessed. You're getting more than you deserve. You have enough. Look, here it is. It's yours. Let me give it to you. And I feel like that's spot on what you were saying, Matt Spinks.
That was a threefold return right there. I thank you, Lord. Triple it. The Trinity loves to triple it. Anybody share a little word?
Yeah. Yo, I heard the Lord saying he's opening our eyes to the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for the whack that's opening our eyes to the gospel right now, Lord. Stirring us up to your goodness, to your finished work. Thank you, Lord. Your heavy, weighty presence, Lord. Your golden glory, shing ding dong. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. The wine of your love, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The ecstasies of loving God right here, right now. Hallelujah. Through the eyes of our heart and the eyes of his heart colliding into one. Whoa. Whoa, receive.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. iPad 2, were you about to share? Good to see you, brother. iPad 2 is in the house, aka iPad 3000, aka our brother Isaac from Texas. Good to see all you guys hopping in here. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Yeah, I'm just getting the word restoration. Restoration. Ooh. Restoration, says Holy Spirit. I do believe Holy Spirit's in the restoration business.
Ooh. Can I just share something?
Oh, please do, Sue.
Okay. I was just reading the Passion translation today in Hebrews, and I just got blown away by this one verse in Hebrews 10:10, and it's kind of like, it's the gospel in a nutshell. By God's will, we have been purified and made holy once and for all through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus, the Messiah. And it felt to me like, mic drop, that's the gospel.
That's literally one of like the five scriptures that was in my notes for tonight. We'll get there later, but yep. Oh, good. You're right on. Yep. Yep.
So I don't even know how to describe like what's been happening like the past several weeks. It's so bizarre. There's just so many crazy things. There's actually too many things to list. I can't even remember all of them. Things are happening so fast and so crazy. I can't believe it. Money stuff, yes. I mean, drunk stuff, yes. Things I wasn't looking for at all, like relationships that I kind of gave up on and didn't even like really think about anymore. And then just, I mean, I really gave up on them. They're just kind of dead in my mind. Like that relationship is just dead. There's nothing I can do about it. It is the way it is. And then out of these like horribly uncomfortable conversations where I did not handle them well at all, God's like doing incredible stuff. And then I don't know, he's just showing me that like whole it's not up to me thing. It's not I'm not doing anything. I'm doing a horrible job. I'm an emotional mess. I'm ridiculous. And somehow God's bringing more than I've ever seen out of these things. He's like bringing crazy growth. He's bringing restoration of relationships. He's bringing like stuff I didn't know I wanted. Honestly, I thought I didn't want it, but then God's like, actually you did. And here it is. And also here it is, serving it up. And it's like amazing because a lot of mindset shift happened because I would not have recognized the positive parts of a lot of these things that have happened. A lot of these circumstances that seemed really not the best in my mind, they actually were like super positive. The second I was like, okay, God, I can't handle this. I can't logic my way out of this. I tried. I like freaking gave myself a headache trying to logic my way around these situations, and there was no logic around it. And then I was like, okay, I give up. And then God's like, whoosh, like, here's what's going on. Everything's good. Everything's better than you ever thought it was. And I'm using all of it. Everything. I'm using their stuff. I'm using your stuff. Everything's fine. Everything's better than it's ever been. And it's just going to keep getting better. And all you have to do is just sit there, just sit there. And I'll just keep teaching you. It's like, he can teach me when I handle the situation really well, because then I have gratitude. I'm like, oh my gosh, you taught me to handle that situation well. And then he teaches me when I handle it horribly. And he's like, look at the grace when you handle everything terribly. Isn't that amazing? And so I don't know. I'm loving it. Choose one or the other. But Jesus is like, nah, I got all of it. Like, it's all good. It's all literally working in your favor at all times. You just have to like open your eyes and be like, yeah, it's happening. Anyways, there's too many details that I can't really share. So it is specific, but I can't share the specifics because it's too many personal details with other people. But it's incredible. Like the stuff that's happening is crazy. So like releasing all that to everybody else too, because Matt said restoration. And we've been finding things, like weird little things that have been lost all around our house just constantly. So I feel like it's all related. It's all a bunch of stuff. It's just popping for everybody right now. And I release that to you guys too.
Thank you, Lord. That reminds me of when Audrey prophesied on a prayer party last year about finding a necklace. Someone's going to find their old lost necklace. And it was me. Like, I knew the word was for me, and I'd been looking for a necklace. And like, I don't know, it was like 7 or 10 days later, I found the necklace that I was thinking of that very night during the prayer party. It was so great. A lot of glory. Shaga. Finding. I feel like one or two more people may want to share. Then I have a couple more words. I've really been hearing some cool stuff lately. I'm going to share a couple little prophecy things before the teach, but I'm going to give room. It's always fun to hear from the whole group, you know. Shaga.
Well, I'll share something. Hey, y'all. Man, I've been reminded just the last few days that isn't it beautiful that we're, I mean, for me, my whole life is different, especially the last 12 years since I've heard the gospel, you know. And we were talking last night in our home group how the miraculous seems to become normalized in our everyday walk. We're just, and as God's opened our eyes to see, you know, you begin to realize everything is a miracle. But I had a chance today. I was just outside talking to my neighbor a little bit today, and he's a good old boy. He professes to be a Christian, and so he's my brother. And but he's so caught up in like the politics and the stuff in the world. And I was just listening to him, and I just felt so much compassion for him, because he even though, you know, I'm sure he talks to God, I wonder if he ever hears God talk back. You know, that was the thing that changed my life pretty dramatically early on. But it's like in this relationship that we've come to know, everything changes. You know, now I live a lifestyle where, I mean, things are so simple that I don't waste a lot of my time and energy even having to have an opinion about things or be judgmental. And it's brought so much peace in my life. And this peace in my life that I live and share every day with all y'all is really so miraculous when I look back at it. And I'm just appreciating it today. You know, all the little things, you know, Matt mentioned finding $100 bills. I mean, I've been walking this lifestyle out. I went out with some friends one night and I felt like God said, buy him dinner. And I'm like, I don't have the money for that, Lord. He goes, well, you got a credit card. So I'm like, all right. As I walked to the front door of this fancy restaurant, I looked down and there was a freaking $100 bill laying on the ground. And the dinner cost $99.45 with the tip. And I'm like, this is like, and they're asking me later, they're like, did you offer to buy dinner after you found that money? And I'm like, no, this is just God providing like he does. And they're like, well, does that happen to you? I mean, is this rare? And I'm like, honestly, this lifestyle I've been living the last 12 years, it just become normal. Like, I'm still surprised and I love it. But if you're just doing what God asks you to do, he's providing. And my life is so full and I'm living in abundance. I live on a what would be considered a pretty tight, you know, financial budget. But I want for nothing. I lack nothing. And I'm so blessed. I come and go as I please. I go wherever God sends me. I've been all over the world in the last 10 years. And my brother, who's very wealthy and works, makes a lot of money. And he's like, how do you do that? And I'm like, it's a miracle, dude. It's all miraculous. I don't know. I just wanted to kind of appreciate the normalcy of this walk and this whole lifestyle. I'm a whole different person. And everything's so much better, a peace and joy unspeakable and love that surpasses my own capacity to understand it. But yeah, it's crazy. And we're humbled by it. You know, like Allison was saying, like, my God, I can't do anything. He does it all. Anyway, thanks for letting me share. Love all y'all.
Yo!
May I share too?
Oh, please, Auntie! My auntie is here with us tonight. My Hi. German auntie.
Hello, boy. Love you.
What's that maker?
I got the same stuff happening. It's always miracles all the time. It's so amazing. It's like, what just recently happened was like, you know, we're also living on a budget, but we're also traveling the world and there's like crazy stuff happening all over the place. And I was actually, you know, I was just laying there and I was like thinking about the budget and like, okay, we're going here, we're going there, we're going to Nepal, we're going to the festival still. And I'm like, okay, I'm interested how you're gonna do this, Daddy, you know, but okay, whatever. And And then I lay there and I just say, oh, but what about the new mattress? We should buy, should we buy a new mattress, like, you know? And then just like skip it back. It's away again. Literally, it's today, 3 days later, we just got gifted a mattress that's worth 1,880 euros. And we're like, what even, you know, like, come on.
Coming to stay at your place, Vera.
What?
We're all going to come stay and sleep on your 1,800 euro mattress.
Stay in my bed, like, let's have a cuddle in my bed with 20 people. We like, like, this is like literally, it's like God is giving me a hug. And we like, we had a really, we had a lifestyle, we left everything behind. God was telling us to go up north. We had 10 boxes and a washer, that's all we had left. And we like, we live from, like, everybody gifted us stuff. Like, literally, until this new apartment now, we bought nothing. We bought nothing, no furniture. Yeah, we got some. Like, and then the angels and the Holy Spirit was taking us on treats all the time. It's like, you know, we're like, oh, the money is, like, gone. And the angels were like, go shopping, go travel somewhere and watch what I'll do and stuff like that. You know, it's been like this all the time. It's like, and all the details about the new apartment, right? We had a really shitty little fridge. And Matthew is like, I don't know the inches very well. It's like 6'6" or 6'8" or something. He's like tall, you know. And we had a little fridge on the ground, and he was all the time like, oh, what's that in there? And like with this flat, we could like buy, we got gifted the money to buy the huge fridge, refrigerators, like bigger than Matthew. And we could buy like a new wardrobe and everything. So like, and before that, we left everything. We had like, I did the Bible school and everything. I had months where I only had 150 books to live from with my teenage daughter. Like they were really bearable, like years that I had like nothing really. In the Bible school had nothing, you know. And I don't know. It's like I was always in this thing that I was like talking to Holy Spirit, all in Charismania, Vineyard and Bethel and everything. And all I would hear from the Lord was, yeah, it's okay. You're all right. It's okay. You're all right. And once, like when I found this holy stuff here, I was like, you know, I'm fed up with it's okay. The Bible says it's good. You know, you're saying everything is good. You got everything. And I just don't want to hear any okays anymore. I'm not willing to live any life where you just say it's okay to me. I want to hear it's good. And I don't want to hear any, well done, my little servant. No, I'm a child. I'm not a servant. You called us friend. I'm your friend. So there we go. What's going on now? You know, like I was really fed up with Jesus and everything. And now it's like all these warm embraces. It's just all the little details. I mean, when we came into this apartment, even the towels the owners left us were matching colors with our own towel. And stuff like that. And all these little embraces, like everything. I even got the, I don't know what the things are called, but you have little things on under the ceiling. You have these little nice lines, you know, and I was like, always like this. Oh, I want this, Jesus. That's so nice. One day I'll buy some. I freaking got them in the lounge with the apartment, with everything. It's like, And I'm laying, actually, like, I feel like it. And then you have these days where I'm laying there. Matthew comes, have you looked at the bank account? And I'm like, no, and I'm not going to. Do you know how it looks? I think maybe not so good, but I'm not looking at it, you know, like it's like, and then I'm laying there and Holy Spirit has actually said, you know, you're really dependent on me now, aren't you? Like, you're like, and that's the only thing you can do. You're depending on God, and you can't even depend on your husband. It's only me now. Like, you might as well. Are you trusting me now? And I'm like, oh yeah, okay, whatever. Good. Let's do it then. And then I felt this peace. I was like, oh yeah, wow. Oh, okay. So like, it's been all about, like, literally while people are out there saying there's no miracles happening, it's like, I'm living a freaking miracle life the whole time. It's like every day I'm like laying drunk in my kitchen, angels struck me down and then get me up and say, get up, you're going in this and this tram thing. We're taking you somewhere in the middle of nowhere. We didn't know where we were going. We end up at IKEA. It's like, we didn't know how we got there or anything. It's just in the middle of the thing. We ended up at IKEA because Matthew needed a restroom in the middle of nowhere. And all we saw was the IKEA sign. And we were like, I was like, no. We're not shopping. No. Just the toilet, maybe a soft drink. That's it. We're out. My goodness, we came there and even nothing happened at the restroom. There was nothing. So the angels, and I was drunk at IKEA, like even walking into IKEA, I was drunk and I lay drunk in all the whole new beds, imagining how nice it would be to lay in an expensive bed, right? That's all. I was so drunk, I couldn't read the descriptions of the, you know, whatever the things are called. It says something like cardboard box thing, you know, the Germans, they say all the stuff. They list all the names of the stuff. You can have like 10 names and it's only one word. And then you have the little Swedish stuff in it. And I was like, I couldn't read anymore. I was like so drunk. And all the angels were standing there like, I could literally see and hear them laugh, you know, they were like, yeah, we're going to IKEA. I bet the whole tram was full with angels on that day. I'm telling you, I was drunk on where all the junkies are on the main station, walking around like the crackers. Oh, I was standing there. And all this stuff. So nobody tell me no miracles happening, you know. That's it. Mic drop.
Vera, we love you. It's getting so drunk. Dante goes, everybody's going to want to share. It's just so whack. You can say anything now.
Anybody could be saying anything right now. Wouldn't make a difference.
You heard it. If Vera's my glory auntie and Dante's my son, so we were trying to figure out. I guess that means you're Dante's great. You're Dante's great auntie, Vera. Also, while you were talking, he said, "I really want to meet Vera," and I said, "Come to Nepal," and he said, "Oh, my passport's arriving soon."
Oh, my passport. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't forget, Glory Auntie. Oh, wow. Oh, it's so whacked, guys. I feel a lot of stuff flowing. It was so wild. You were sharing about the mattress. We also just got a brand new mattress for free. And wow. Somebody just posted about they needed glasses, and I'm getting new glasses basically for free, too. I'm like, it's all coming in. Whatever you need, you know, the Lord's just tossing stuff out tonight. I don't know, just handing it out. Jonathan says he needs a new mattress. Thank you, Lord. I don't know. There's just something on it. And I also was just feeling too, like, sometimes you can tune into these and there's so many testimonies. And if you've been feeling discouraged or whatever, it you know what? You're so included too. And it's, you're so welcomed here, whether you've got 100 testimonies or you haven't seen anything cool in your opinion in a long time. I do love how Allison was sharing though too. Like, a lot of times it's just new eyes. It's just having the new eyes to see. Sometimes we get so discouraged, it can be almost a catch-22 of downward spiral. It's like you didn't see something encouraging, so then you think nothing encouraging is going to happen, and then that this bitterness or an ungratefulness, and gratefulness is what often opens your eyes to see the beautiful things that God's doing. So I just release, you know, no catch-22 of downward spiral for anybody. And you're just, there is good stuff happening guaranteed in your life just because you are here. You are alive. You're breathing. Therefore, the presence of God is in you and all around you. There's been that discussion. You guys probably saw my long post, but a lot of people are talking about miracles lately. And I just thank God, like, when we have eyes to see that everything is really a miracle. I mean, everything you see in front of you is created ex nihilo, as they say, out of nothing. That means it's just as miraculous as if you had a supernatural diamond show up in your hand right now. Well, your hand is here right now. That came out of heaven. Your body came out of heaven. Whoa. Your life came out of heaven. And we are, you know, we want to keep seeing, you know, healings and wild manifestations and all kinds of fun stuff. Whoa, I gotta, and we will. Thank you, Lord. But I just release over you, if you're feeling discouraged, those new eyes, that gratefulness, and just to know that you are so embraced. This isn't a competition or a toxic positivity show. I love that line where John Mark Pantana says, you set me free from my pretending show because you're the least religious person that I know. Ooh. So anyway, oh, I see a couple more hands. Allison or Jonathan, whoever wants to go next.
Mine is kind of related to what you're saying. And I kind of already touched on this, but it's interesting. Well, we're talking about all these mattresses and a story just popped into my head. But it's funny because, like, some of us need a free mattress and some of us need to know that the money we've been saving forever, that we have some reason to, like, not spend it or whatever because we think we're doing the right thing with it. Some of us, God's just saying, dude, use your money for something fun or something that you like or something that's comfortable. So that's this story. This is actually an old story. This is not like a position that we're in currently, but a long time ago, we had a lot of money saved up, but we never used it because we were scared and trying to be good. And God was like, maybe you should get a mattress. And guess what? Old iPad used to sell mattresses. And he was like, you want a mattress? I can get you a mattress. And he got us like the best mattress, the best deal, everything. It's still the best thing ever. I still get into bed every single night. And this is what, probably 6 or 7 years ago, I get in it every night. And I'm just like, thank you, Jesus, for this mattress that I dropped. It was the biggest purchase I had made to date besides a car, but I am so happy about it. And it was like, it's interesting. It was a gift from God to know that I was allowed to do that. What kind of mattress, John? Oh, I don't know. Ask iPad. But yeah, I mean, just like whatever you need and you want, sometimes your savings are there for that. You know, sometimes that's why you have those savings. It's not just for future disasters, which is a total awful way to look at the world. Sometimes it's for fun and a good time with your family or just straight up comfort. And like, that is okay. Like whatever God's saying to do, do it. And that plays back into what I said before. It's like, we cannot logic the right answer to our problems because you can literally make a really good argument for getting a free mattress or buying your mattress. And this can apply to anything, parenting, staying with your job, leaving your job, going on a trip, going on a mission, staying home. Whatever, anything, going out to eat, staying home and eating. There's like a million things this could apply to. You are not going to be able to logic your way to the right answer. Like ever, honestly, because there's good logical reasons to do anything. And then there's like fear that could go for both ways. So it's like, what are we going to do? We should probably just give up and be like, Jesus, whatever you want to do. And most of the time he's like, let's do this. And you're like, oh, that is what I wanted to do. But I can't even, I don't even know what I want unless you tell me, Jesus. That's how crazy, crazy human brain is. But Jesus is in my mind, so he knows what I want. He can tell me.
That's so good. So good. Whoever's next, just do it. The ghost is flowing.
I finally got a new apartment. I got my own place. I moved. It's wonderful. It's awesome. Yay. Like a whole brand new life. And it's like so happy here. Ah, I just wanted to say
thank you, Papa. Oh, we rejoice.
That's so good, Jonathan. We know you've been looking forward to that, bro. Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you.
Woo. Congratulations. Woo.
Hi, Pat here. Hello.
Hi.
Hey. What? Okay. Match. So I okay. I just want to say, yeah, we can't do this mental gymnastics to try and, for me lately, motivate myself to do anything. Can't do mental gymnastics. So I just want to talk about mattresses. Jesus. So I started selling mattresses when I first experienced God's presence in 2010. And when I was first exposed to the, you know, weird spirit-filled Christians, and they're talking about Hebrews 4, or they're talking about rest, and I was so confused. But they talked about it for like a year, I think. So I just want to release some new rest on everyone here. The kind of rest that just activates that crazy energy. So, and don't get me started about my mattress.
There's so much whack on it. I just got to confirm. That's exactly what's been happening with me. I got my new mattress and I've been having crazy energy. And I think it's something about a word for all of us that this keeps coming up, that the rest produces fruit. The rest produces life and good fruit. Amen.
But what kind of mattress is it? That's what I want to know.
I got a memory foam one. That's what mine is. Just one of those. It wasn't like top of the line, but it wasn't the cheapest either. It's just a nice memory foam. I never had memory foam before. I like it a lot. Remember while you rest.
Memory. I have an English mattress, handmade in England. Made out of horsetail hair and wool. I'm Mr. Fancy Pants over here. I got a free trip to England because I sold these mattresses.
Come on, huh?
There you go.
Trips and mattresses. Audrey, what do you want to share tonight?
I've been putting it off for a long time. And I've been waking up like in a lot of pain in the morning because our bed isn't firm enough. So I finally was like what Allison was saying, like, okay, I could spend the money to get this, you know, to make my rest better. So I just think that's so funny. We literally just got it today. And I just got done putting it on our bed and made the bed up and everything. So yeah. And then before you guys even got into all of this stuff, Holy Spirit gave me a little ditty, a little poem or a rap. I don't know. I'm not going to rap it, but.
Come on, Audrey.
So just rest, build your nest is, oh, hold on. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Just rest, build your nest. You're the best and sealed with my crest. I'm not putting you to the test. So just lay your head on my chest and be refreshed and abundantly blessed.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Can you say it one more time? Can you do it one more time, please? Please.
Just rest, build your nest, which I know that's specifically for me. And then I said, is there more to that? And then I heard, you're the best and sealed with my crest. I'm not putting you to the test. So just lay your head on my chest and be refreshed and abundantly blessed. Hallelujah.
Let's just say law on that for a minute, guys. Oh, I got thank you, Papa. Thank you that you speak to us so clearly. Ooh, so clearly. Oh, so sweetly. That you're so near that when we come together, we can confirm just the different things that we've been hearing and find out that you've been speaking to your whole body. So good. So good. So you're so good, Papa. You're so good. I just want to share two words I was getting today while I was praying. I don't know if we'll get to the notes today or not. I don't know, but who cares, you know. We're with the Lord. I was getting two words today that I felt like were for this group. And as if we haven't already had enough words in here, if you've been tracking with this stuff, go back and watch the recording because there's something in here for everybody. But I was feeling the first word I was getting was, and I've been feeling this, maybe I've just been feeling this generally for the body of Christ for a bit, but it's like there's many of us that it probably, I don't even know who this all applies to, but I just keep feeling like there's many of us that haven't felt like they've been connecting in their awareness or like mystically, like you haven't felt like you're in the spirit, like you haven't felt like you're in the spirit or whatever. And I feel like he was just reminding me today, well, firstly, you're always in the Holy Spirit. Like you can't get away. Like Paul said, I think it was on Mars Hill, that in him we live and move and have our being. And he was speaking to unbelievers. He says, in him we live and move and have our being. So it has nothing to do with your faith or your whatever. But I think oftentimes we're just so busy, you know, we're caught up in activity and we're, it's like in the Western world where everything's emphasized on thought. Like, it's like every word that comes at us, it's like meant to be, it's just like we get stuck in our heads. We start thinking about it, thinking about it, thinking about it. And I've really been thankful for those that have been pointing us to like the contemplative life. And I feel like that's really actually just a now word. It's like, why are you hearing a lot about contemplation? Not as a spirit of striving or something, but to point all of us. I feel like Holy Spirit is pointing all of us to beyond thought. Actually, it's kind of what Allison was talking about for a minute. It's like you can always logic your way almost about any decision. You know, you can find evidence to back up. And in a lot of ways, that's just tree of knowledge of good and evil stuff. You know, we're trying to think it all out, figure it all out. And the glory of worshiping is that we're acknowledging that there's someone beyond us, that there's something bigger than us, that we can't figure it all out. If we could figure it all out, we wouldn't need to worship anybody. You know, we wouldn't need to have a savior or a lord. But the foundation of the Christian faith is Jesus is savior and lord. And that's really, really good news. And when we get caught in our heads all the time, it's because we're trying to make ourselves a savior or the lord. We can't figure it out. We cannot. And the core of contemplation, I feel like that Holy Spirit's just calling us to, you know, I think in the Western church in the last 30 years, we've had a revival of, you know, that's even what drinking Holy Spirit was about. Like from the very beginning, like in Toronto, in the Western world, our kind of a revival of this stuff was, they called it soaking. You remember soaking prayer, the term soaking and all of that. And what's great about soaking music is it never had any words. Why? Because it wasn't directing you to thought. There's something about just music that isn't in the thought realm. There's just, you know, and I think that was one of the glories of what was happening in this original drunkenness, was we were just sitting with the Lord without trying to figure anything out, without trying to write anything down, without trying to take any notes, without trying to schedule our mission. Ooh. And can you feel Abba, Jesus, and Holy Spirit tonight just wooing us? I don't know. I just feel a wooing. I wasn't even going to talk this long on this point, but it's like, there's a wooing into just sitting there with God. And not writing anything down, not thinking about. There's a place for writing stuff down. You know, there's actually a beautiful place where you take notes, where you study, where you're getting direction, where you're getting words, where you're getting prophetic insight. But there's something, I think, where Holy Spirit's saying, this is a mystical union. Mystical union. Whoa. The hair on the back of my neck is standing up. My glory. So I just encourage us. I don't know. I just feel like there's some word about just sitting there, slowing down, taking time to just feel the union without, beyond words, beyond language, you know. And this is the root, really, of our Christian life, because if it's mostly about information, then we become the Savior and the Lord, and we think we have to figure it out. That's why it's like we always have all these questions, and the Lord's like, I'll answer those questions, but I'm really not as concerned about the questions. I just like to be with you, you know. Ooh. Yeah, I like to feel our union, you know. Whoa, and that's where the ecstatic noises come out of, you know. That's where the drunken woohoo comes, because it's intimate. During the intimate times with your lover, you're not talking much. There's not a lot of notes to write down. And, yeah, just slowing down, just sitting. Maybe you want to find some music with no words, just devotional songs William Augusto is good for that. Some chanting. I like some of those chants that are in other languages because your mind can't really engage with it. You know, you're just sitting there just chanting along. But the point of those isn't just to, like, try to get anywhere, you know, to try to ascend or to try to, but it's just sitting with and noticing the hug, noticing the communion, noticing the electricity, the fire, the, yeah. Anyway, let's just take, I feel it right now. Let's just take a minute. Yes, Adrian. Yes. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. Glory. Yes. Wow.
Jesus. I could let, I want to read now a little thing. Now God has given us this object of our worship. He is person, but he's also being. He is one, but he's also that ancient mystery, that unutterable majesty in whose presence angels tremble, and the creatures that have gazed for centuries on the sea of fire. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord, God Almighty. He is Lord of all. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. And so, my friends, when we worship him, we encompass all science and all philosophy. You know it, all science and all philosophy. Science is great, philosophy is greater, theology is greater still, and worship is greater than all. For worship goes back of what science can go, back of where human thought can penetrate, and back of all the wordings of theology, and back to the reality.
If you still struggle with thoughts and just getting stuck in your head, you know, it can help to just sit there and notice, like, observe the thoughts, you know, without getting into it too, like, whatever, formulaic about it. Whenever you have a thought, you can also ask yourself, why am I thinking that, or what is that thought? And then you notice, oh, there's actually somebody here that's deeper than the thought. Otherwise, you couldn't even notice that you were having a thought. And then you can sit there in that place of that, which is noticing what the thought was. And then you can just let the, and this is where, you know, you don't have to deny even negative thoughts that are coming, or busyness or stress. You don't have to deny it or repress it. You can just sit there and say, oh, that's interesting, that's happening, you know, and observe. And then just notice Holy Spirit's with you in that place behind the thoughts, but behind the stress, you know, a bit deeper than, like, just like iPad was saying. I love calling you iPad, by the way. It's drunk. there's something deeper than intellect. There's something deeper than philosophy, and it's worship. And as you just stand in that place, just saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything. I just thank you. I just thank you for everything. I thank you for these thoughts. I thank you that I can feel right now. I thank you that I'm alive. I thank you. I thank you. And you just notice, you notice Abba, Jesus, and Holy Spirit just standing with you in that place. And you're, I feel like we're all there together. We're behind the veil, you know? We're all behind the veil. Who is that behind the curtain? It's the Wizard of God. And you never leave that place, no matter. We never leave this place. Ooh, no matter what's happening around us, we sit, we watch the circumstances from a place. You know, even if you're like, I don't have a lot of money tonight, or I haven't noticed those downloads of cash or whatever, that, you know, Paul said he found the secret of contentment, you know. Ooh. And I can testify with Paul. I know what it's like to have little. I know what it's like to have a lot. I also know what it's like not to care. And that's when you're free, man. Whoa, we're free. We are free because it literally doesn't matter. St. Francis said, true joy is when you return to the monastery that you founded after being away for many years. The monastery's prospered. Many people have joined the monastery. You return to the monastery, you knock on the door to come back in, and they reject you. And they say, you're no longer a part of this monastery. You can't come in. In fact, they throw you out into the mud, and they beat you, and they say, never come back again. And as you're lying face down in the mud, you have no malice or anger in your heart. St. Francis said, that is true joy. Woo! Some of us feel like we're face down in the mud tonight, even maybe. Whoa! And you can worship face down in the mud and just laugh. Because these things do not define you. They can never contain you. Woo! They can never contain us. I know what it's like to have abundance and to be face down in the mud. And not to give a rip. Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Papa. I have one more word. We're definitely not getting to the notes tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This word, I kept getting this recently over and over, but I was really getting it strongly today. And it's, you've probably heard this before. It's an old classic charismatic word, but it's got some stank on it. I just want to encourage you to ponder it, you know, in your contemplation. And it was just this simple thought. I feel like Papa's been saying that he's made us a thermostat and not a thermometer. Ooh, I know you've heard this. I know you've heard it. But you know what? Shugga-lugga-lugga-lugga. There's a lot of power. You know, it can become so common. I just felt like a fire on this. It's like, woo! It has become so common in Holy Spirit circles to come and evaluate, right? To like come into a meeting and say, is this a great meeting? Is it not a good meeting? Or whatever. Whenever you meet with someone, you're like, you always have this opportunity to either evaluate it or to impact it. You know what I mean? Like, and I mean, ultimately Holy Spirit's the real thermostat, right? But Holy Spirit's in you, moving through you, not as a judge. not as one there to be like, oh, is it, like, it's so wonderful to throw out the thermometer mentality. Like when you, like it, I was always in this for so long in the, in my early Christian walk, it was always about coming in and discerning the atmosphere. You know, you discern the spiritual atmosphere, you know, and yeah, that's really just, you come in and you add more judgmentalism to a place, you know? And we wonder why people are stressed out in our Christian meetings and they don't want to come. Sometimes it's because they walk in and they can feel everyone's evaluating everybody. Everyone is trying to figure out what the atmosphere is or whatever. When you were meant to be the one to turn it up, to crank it up, you are not a victim to any atmosphere. When you walk in, you turn it up. You woo! And you recognize that it's already turned up to 11 because of what Jesus has done. And you just speak words, you sit there. You don't have to do anything to be a thermostat, really. You sit there and you're aware of heaven's atmosphere. You're aware of the original declaration over the cosmos that it is good, it is very good. Woo! And it's amazing how that changes people's lives. And that was something I learned a while back. Like, I don't go to a place unless I'm planning to turn it up, you know, to turn. And not by works or like changing anybody's anything, trying to do anything, but coming in and just saying, I'm positivity. I am excited. I am alive. I'm going to be alive in this place. Even if I came into a place where everybody's discouraged, depressed, you know, you can walk into those places and you can, and it's so easy to just say, this place sucks. You know, oh, these people don't have the right mindset. The blah, 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 blah. You know, that's not why we're there. You know, we are not there to tell anybody anything other than the good news, the good, good. And you become, you literally, when you are out of the victim mindset, you're no longer feeling stuck. Because the truth is, I mean, and if you haven't got that yet, we're going to keep preaching the gospel in these groups until you realize that you are not a victim. You are not stuck. You are not under the weather. You're over the weather. You're not under the circumstances. You are the one releasing just an awareness of heaven's permanent circumstance. And turning it up. Turned. If you don't like the temperature in the room, you can change it anytime. Not by striving, not by telling everybody what they need to do, but just simply by being aware of heaven, being aware of everyone's beauty, and being aware of the gospel. I'm so excited, guys. It's so fun to hang around people that know that they're the ones that turn it up. You know, because like, if you just want to turn it up, just start laughing in a room. You know what I mean? Just start smiling in a room. Just woo! Just start rejoicing, and all of a sudden the atmosphere changes. And it's so fun to be a part of a team like that. Like, that's my favorite. In fact, I know whenever I can get even just two or three people that are thermostat people, it pops off. It's like, it's nuts. I you never have a bad encounter, experience, meeting, like ever, when you have just two or three gathered in the name of Jesus, like thermostat people that are like, oh, we came into that place and we're cranking it up. Now, sometimes people really hate it when you turn it up. You know, you know, how many of you have been kicked out of places? I know. So I do behave from time to time. If it's like not my place and I want to hang out there, sometimes I'll just like, I'll keep it a little under the radar. But I'm still, I don't go anywhere if I don't plan on being a thermostat, you know. Anyway, shagalagalaga. That's a word for somebody. Allison, your face is releasing the heaven's atmosphere.
I don't know if I can even talk, but I had two really important thoughts and they're related to this. The first one is, Jesus, help me talk. Oh my God. So I've been thinking about this so much for like the last 2 weeks, like every day, all day, like constantly. Think like becoming aware of the evaluating, judging that's going on in my brain, the weighing of people and events and circumstances and things going on and all this stuff, and just became so aware of it. And it's really funny because I'm like, oh my gosh, now Matt's talking about it. That's so interesting. And then I'm like interested when someone else mentioned something about it. And I'm like, did we just hear the same Holy Spirit and or also probably both? Am I just way more aware of it? Because I was thinking about it and now I can see it everywhere. And it's so funny. It probably is everything. It's just so funny that like once Jesus highlights something, you just see it everywhere. You can probably even hear it when people are not even talking about that, and you're still, Jesus is sucking that marrow out for you and giving it to you, regardless of who you're even listening to. That's like, I love that. I love that we can just listen to a neighbor or to like random people at the grocery store or like anybody, and you can be like getting blasted by this kind of stuff all the time. So that, and then the second thing was, I was thinking about how I'm like confessing this it right now. Like I was thinking about, we talked about confession a few weeks ago and I hated it. And then I was like, oh, you know what? I want to confess this. And I was like telling God, like in my brain, well, I wasn't telling him anything. I was barely moving, but I was like, you know, I've really been a real bad evaluator. I've been so in my head, just logicizing everything. And I just want to admit that to you, Jesus. And then Jesus is like, ha ha ha, you could only confess that because I already repented your mind. I already metanoid you. So the only reason you can even recognize that is because your mind has already changed. So you can't even repent now because you're only confessing because it already happened. Because you already know, because I already did it, because you're already better right now. And then I was just like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. Like, it's all happening, and I didn't do anything at all. So those are my two things that were heavily related.
I want to say that reminds me a lot of, sorry, I'm eating, I shouldn't be showing them. People in AA, I'm in AA. And so, yeah, I try and, you know, there's probably a lot of religious spirits in there, but anyways, try and bring the joy there and tell them what to drink without being a know-it-all. But yeah, that's what they talk about a lot, Allison. We're all like in our head, all these thought, wait, the shitty committee in our head, all this stuff. And sometimes it gets on my nerves, but I have to just remember, like, that's how I used to be too. And I can be if I take myself too seriously or overthink. What I want to say is, when you just, however that is for you to abide, you can't teach someone. It's just like, that's why you just practice it and, like, you know, give Jesus your attention. He's always given us his attention, whether we want it or not. He's stalking us. Like, he loves us so much. But just turn all those thoughts into jokes with Jesus. Like, he knows you, and you know, like, don't beat yourself up over those thoughts. Like, turn them into just, they're hilarious. It's hilarious how we are, and Jesus knows us so in a way that no one else knows us on such a personal level. Anyways, that's something that I don't know how to turn this on. Y'all are awesome. I'm going to try and do this more.
Woo! That's good stuff, homie.
Yeah.
What a rich fellowship tonight, guys. Whoa.
Can I say something? This is so matching what's happening. It's like what Matt started with, like going somewhere and being a thermostat. And then Allison... I mean, literally, we have not been to a real church since we left our vineyard 3 years ago or something. I can't even remember when we left it now. But it's like we were here in the new place. God made us move to the capital of the state. And I heard Holy Spirit saying, so you got this neighborhood church, like a Baptist kind of church, and you're going to go there. And I'm like, okay. You know, and in my mind, I was like, oh my goodness, they're going to kick us out because I'm going to get so drunk anyway. It's like, well, okay. But, you know, we just go there, sit in the back, try to be invisible, have a little laugh, and then stay for a coffee and then just go home. I could do that, maybe not, you know. And that day we were going in the city center, I just told you about. We went to the big plaza, to the square, and there was a guy making bubbles with soap. And I was standing there, I was like, oh, this is drunk, you know. And I was like, kind of, I was drunk already on that one. And there was a guy preaching the gospel on the corner, like really strong, like really fierce. And like all I could hear was sin and repentance and stuff, but I was getting hammered drunk. I was this is where the drunk started. I was like standing on the plaza, getting wrecked. I couldn't stand anymore on my feet. And all he was, and in my thought was like, where is the love gospel here? Like, I don't, like, I want to hear all the happy gospel stuff. And I was realizing what Allison said, like, my mind was like, oh my goodness, I'm getting so drunk, but my heart is judging him for preaching this stiff stuff, you know. And Matthew was actually staying there being a thermometer. Oh, but he's got it. He's got, it's like heavy glory on him. This is good gospel. And I was like, yeah, it's good, but it's like, where's the love? That was so crazy and amazing. So I don't know, it's like literally God is really speaking to me that it's not up to me. Like, I can still go to any church and I can be like we always used to do. We change the atmospheres. It's up to us what we believe. But actually, I was so caught up in what's the word, even I can't remember, what was it, you're judging. So I forgot if my story is finished now, but I think I stopped talking.
She's so drunk she can't even remember the word judging. Ooh. Ooh. And it is so great to just remember that, you know, none of this is hard work that you have to work up. Just sitting in a place, knowing how loved you are and knowing how loved everyone is, it changes the atmosphere in itself. It's like sometimes people get that. I've heard this word a long time, you know, that thermostat versus thermometer word. I probably heard it like 15 years ago in charismatic circles. Sometimes it was like people would come in and be like, let's change the atmosphere. You know, I'm just saying just sit and abide in there. But Vera really hit on it when she's saying, instead of coming in and judging the place or the people or saying, here's what's lacking, that's a thermometer mentality. But you sit there just aware of the gospel, aware of the good news. And then, yeah, if there's an opportunity to just say something about the good news or to flow in the Holy Ghost, release a word, release a miracle, just release something, then do that too. But you being there, I love... You know, sometimes we go to the mall or whatever, and we'll pray for people at the mall. Sometimes I'll go and I'll maybe only pray for like one person, or not even that. Sometimes I've had times where I just walk around and I'm just smiling, and I'm just filled with life, and I literally can tell that I'm affecting the people around me just by sitting there. You know, and I just imagine, you know, I just imagine, whoa, because it's happened to me. I've sat next to people, and all of a sudden, I'm thinking differently, I'm feeling differently without them even saying a word. You know what I mean? Without them doing jack diddly squat, I start to feel God. I can't have a negative thought. I notice anxiety leaves. I notice, you know, you just notice all this stuff with, and you know, if that's happened around other people, I know it can happen through me, and I know it does. And that's what I'm talking about. That's what we're talking about here tonight, people. Ooh, that is happening through your life just by being. That's the good news. just you being you. You know, that's what this gospel restores to us, is the ability to be ourselves again, you know. Like the old song says, I want to thank you for letting me be myself again. You get to be yourself again. Holy, 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 holy. Woo. Shabba. Matokos is in here. I got to meet Matokos this weekend, Matt Wells. We met up in Denver. What a glorious time we had in Denver. Shakira was there. Matthew Wells. My wife was there. And a couple other people. Matt Anglin was there. Are you in here tonight? I don't think Anglin's in here tonight. It was fun. I was so drunk. We had so many Matts. Like, everyone there was named Matt, so it was easy. man, I'm so drunk, guys. Week two in a row of not getting to the notes. It makes it easy for prep. I just keep using the same notes from the week before. We'll get to them eventually. But, shabba dabba 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 dabba.